Chicken, your reputation's in jeopardy. Get along, boy, get along, boy, get along with me. Yeah, fireworks on the field. Trying to see. Let's get some close eyes and start at the horse's mouth for each side of what you would believe. Of your grief. Straight from your butt. After crushing a side is your bread. But it all, it all, it all.
Hello again. Can you see through a wall? Can you see through human skin? X-ray see through solid, or so-called solid, objects. There are things in life that exist, and yet our eyes cannot see them. Have you ever seen something startling that others cannot see? Why are some things kept from our vision? Is life a puzzle? I am filled with questions. Sometimes my questions are answered. In my heart, I can tell if the answer is correct. I am my own judge. In a dream, are all the characters really you? Different aspects of you? Do answers come in dreams? One more thing. I grew up in the woods. I understand many things because of the woods. Trees standing together, growing alongside one another, providing so much. I chew pitch gum. On the outside, let's say of the ponderosa pine, sometimes pitch oozes out. Runny pitch is no good to chew.
Don't
hard
chew the runny pitch.
Pitch.
Oh, log lady.
But in between these exists a firm, slightly crusty.
I thought she was pretty hot.
What, the such log a lady? Flavor.
I would have got with her.
Oh, dude, you'd get
this
with anybody,
is the pitch
though.
I chew.
You'd probably have to get with the log, too. She'd probably just want to watch you with the log.
She probably just wants the log.
That was Catherine Coulson,
was
log lady of Twin
log
Peaks,
lady.
Who died yeah. yesterday.
Oh.
It's apparently a delightful person. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hey, we're going to do News of the Dead right away. Log lady's dead.
Log lady's dead.
Log lady's dead.
I hope they don't recast her for the show.
Oh.
Because they're doing...
They're bringing the show back, right?
Yeah, they're doing the show.
Wait, we have to say hello first. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet here with you today until 7 p.m.
The song was from MC Tracheotomy, but what was the name of the song?
Well, I don't know. You got the
what was it
thing
called?
There. I have no idea what it
what
was
number
called.
Was it?
8.
What? 1, eight. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Bread is Buttered.
Okay, Bread is Buttered was the song that started our show. Good. And then the Log Lady.
Log Lady.
What's her name, Roy?
Catherine Coulson.
Was she like really like that, or was she just like reading something they told her to read about chewing pitch?
Apparently she was like, she had been in Eraserhead, and
yeah.
like she's been a long time
right.
David Lynch collaborator, and it actually was like a big help to him over the years, I guess.
She was like Divine was to John Waters, she was to
yeah,
David Lynch, kind of?
Yeah, I mean.
Kind of?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, I mean, we don't know.
I'm not getting that crazy.
All right. So we're going to start the show this week with a little sportsy news of the dead then, besides the log lady. I don't know how sportsy she was, but, you know. Tossing the caber is like tossing a big giant log, and that's like a Scottish sport. So there you go.
Very possibly.
Possibly.
She had a lot of secrets, but we'll find out none of them now.
I guess not. Okay, but so we did have a major death in sports this week, and that would be Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
Died last Tuesday after we got off the air, so we couldn't talk about it then. But and now by now everybody else has talked about it. You know, I mean, Yogi Berra was just a giant. He was people. You know, remember all the wacky things he said, but he was really an amazing.
He had 10 rings,
player.
I think, or
yeah,
something
he was,
like that.
He had more World Series rings. He had 10 World
he
Series
more than
rings
anybody.
With the New York Yankees. He managed the Yankees. He managed the Mets. He was an incredible athlete. You know, he was a real giant of baseball, even though he was
He was the MVP like three times.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He was never the biggest name on the team.
Right.
But he was on teams with like DiMaggio and all those guys. So,
right.
I mean,
Mantle and Maris and everybody. Maris.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, you know, he was the rock. He was the foundation of the Yankees for all those years. So.
Yeah.
So I think our listener Jen, had the best tribute to him. She posted a picture of a bottle of Yoo-Hoo and said she was going to pour one out for.
Did he used to? Was he a
Yoo-Hoo
guy?
I think he did the commercials for Yoo-Hoo for a while.
He's great. Yeah. I mean, I really loved Yogi Berra, even though I was not a Yankees fan.
You couldn't not love him.
You can't not love him. He's just delightful.
Yep, and dead.
And we'll miss you.
Miss you, Yogi.
I don't know that he wrote. I think a lot of times. Hmm. Writers would come up with those lines and attribute them to Yogi Berra. So, like, sports writers would create a lot of those.
Well, he said he never said half the things
he said. Half the things he said, yeah. But that was delightful. But he also was a very sweet person, I think,
mm-hmm.
and cared a lot about baseball and the Yankees and was kind of just a great force over the years.
He's a great guy. All right. Rest in peace, Yogi Berra. He's sailing away over the River Styx.
We're taking on water.
We are taking on water.
It's supposed to rain all week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I forgot my umbrella.
And also,
at the
bookstore. There's some kind of tropical storm Joaquin on the way as well.
Joaquin. I thought a hurricane season was over. When's hurricane season over?
It's not a hurricane. I don't know if it's a hurricane. It's
what's tropical storms?
That's different.
Oh.
Not a hurricane.
I was reading this article about.
Yes.
Even though the world. Is
hell is
hotter than it's ever been.
Yes.
That there's this part of the North Atlantic that the water is colder than it's ever been.
I'm hotter than I've ever been.
I would say yes.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
I mean.
Yes.
You just get more and more.
Every day.
Hot.
Every day in every way.
But they couldn't figure out why it's getting colder. And the last time that happened, it was like the dinosaurs or something like that. The whole Atlantic froze or something like that.
So dinosaurs are coming back.
I'm going to say dinosaurs are coming back. I mean,
don't
I saw that
away.
Documentary, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just around the corner.
Yeah. My husband worked on the documentary Tyrannosaurus Sex. I think it was for the Discovery Channel or something.
Did they actually show how Tyrannosauruses did
it? Yes.
Is it easy? Do they need a ladder of some kind?
They did it just the way all the animals do it. Why do they have those little punky
arms?
Arms? I don't know, right?
But then they find out years later that they find another set of bones.
Yeah, I know.
And they find out that it
was just made up.
Wore tiaras or something.
Yeah, they're all, they made it all up. Let's talk about sports now.
I love sports.
I do too. That's why we're here.
I love sportsy sports.
Sportsy sports are the best sports. Okay, so this week, first off, we have to say it is a call-in show. You can call in at 201-209-9368. And I think I have to fix the phone.
What's wrong with the phone?
The phone's good now. Don't worry. Everything's great.
Is it good?
It's good.
Can you hear me?
You know what's confusing is that they have these little symbols on the board for, like, the light has to be on if it's having one function and the light has to be off if it's doing another
function.
But
both those symbols look like the light's on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so confused by both those symbols. I'll never learn.
It could just say on, a light on, light off.
It could say on, off, It could say up, down, something. They could show a switch that's up and switches. I don't know.
I like that.
We could talk about baseball. We could talk about football. We could talk about high school football. Oh, you know what?
The Mets are going to the playoffs.
Yeah, the Mets. The Mets finally.
And not like fake playoffs, like where you play a game to get into the playoffs.
Like the Yankees will do. The wild
card. I wouldn't be like signing up for that. Like, hopefully the Yankees can turn it on a little bit.
Yeah, no, the Yankees are bad. You want to try to keep this week? Let's try a new thing, and we'll just try to talk about one sport at a time.
What sport are we going to start with?
Well, apparently we're starting with baseball, so that's fine.
Okay.
Because we did Yogi Berra, and we're talking about the Mets and stuff, so that's good. I'm just saying, because, a lot of times because of our short attention spans, we'll start talking about one thing, and then we'll talk about something else,
makes,
and remind us of something else, and then I'll remember
that. Listeners feel seasick like they're
taking on water. That's going back and forth, back and forth.
There's nothing wrong with your vehicles if you're driving or in a boat and listening.
They have those things that are like boat cars, amphibious cars.
I want one of those.
Those are good, right?
No.
No. They had a bus that was like a boat bus, and it hit another bus in Seattle, and all people died and stuff.
Yeah, the those that's the
duck boats. Something.
Yeah, those are no good.
Yeah, those look stupid.
I mean, the government sold them to a bunch of, you know, tourist companies.
Tourists.
But the Mets are going to the playoffs.
Okay, the Mets, right? Yep, they are.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate the Mets, and we burned Mr. Met.
I don't hate the Mets.
You do actually.
I hate Mr. Met.
What?
I hate Mr. Met, the mascot. I think he's so creepy.
What do you mean?
He is creepy. He's this creepy giant ball head thing, and he's like, he's just creepy.
You don't like his little four fingered act?
No. Does he have one of those white gloves with four fingers? Is that his deal?
Yes.
Yeah. We're saying yes. We don't really know.
No, he really does.
He does? Oh,
he has
God.
A four-fingered hand.
Oh, he's horrible.
Because there was some MasterCard ad or a Visa ad where they're like, hey, you know, your handwriting's terrible. And the guy looks at his hands and he's got four fingers. Giant things and he's like crying.
He should cry. Mr. Met should be in pain a lot. There was a documentary about Mr. Met.
There was a book about Mr. Met too. A former Mr. Met wrote a book.
Yeah, and then they did a little documentary, like a 30-minute documentary about him.
It's just that when the mascots think that they're the stars, and it's like you're inside a Mr. Met uniform.
Nobody knows who you
are. So no one cares about you, Johnny. They care about Mr. Met, the guy with the big head.
Right.
That's the guy they like. In fact, they probably wouldn't like to know who you are.
Yeah, they'd rather not know that there's a guy in there. They want to suspend disbelief.
Because at a lot of the bookstores I've worked at,
they used to
send a costume. So I was Mrs. Berenstain one, and then I was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
You were? You were Clifford?
I was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh.
And it's really hot in those things. But it doesn't make me think that I am the star.
No, it makes me
think that Clifford is the star.
Right, right. So they send, like, the publishers send the costume to the bookstore, and you have to get in the same costume that some other bookstore guy got into last week and run around in that?
There's usually, like, you know, the smell of dead burrito
inside of those things. And you were Mrs. Berenstain Bear?
I was Mrs. Berenstain. That role, really,
that
of all the roles that I've taken on,
yeah,
that really
like,
raised a lot of issues that I haven't been able to unraise.
I could see that could be difficult.
I mean, I was like, well, how am I supposed to, you know?
Would you like to dress up as Mrs. Matt?
Mrs. Met kind of creeps me out.
There is a Mrs. Met.
I don't know where her hair comes from.
Yeah.
That kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah, why does she have hair?
And her...
She's a baseball head.
Proportions are a little strange.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I don't know why she has to have, like, an hourglass figure.
Because it's like the way whenever they do, like, girls, they draw long eyelashes on them. You know, it's like a signifier of gender.
So the
hourglass figure and the long eyelashes and the
I don't
hair.
Like her. She's got weird brown hair that doesn't
and
move.
She's creepy.
They could have just given her a wig and let the hair blow in the wind.
No, but it's just like...
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, you don't like the hair.
I don't.
Okay.
And what does Mr. Met need a wife for? I don't care where he goes.
It's a beard. He just has to have,
you
like...
He's dating David Wright and Mike Piazza?
Exactly. Jorge Posada and and Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
He is. Mm-hmm.
That gives the core four a whole new meaning when you're dating. They're all dating each other, too.
Yeah.
That could be a good sitcom on NBC on Tuesday nights.
They're all stars on the Yankees,
and they're all dating each other.
No, that would compete with us, though, if it was on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday after our show.
After our show.
We're not in prime time.
They should hire us to write it.
Well, I would write that show.
Okay, that'd be good. All right, so let's talk about... Okay, so the Mets are in the playoffs.
The Mets are in the playoffs.
The Nats, the Nationals, however...
Yeah, the Nats are not
in the playoffs. They're in the opposite of the playoffs. They were supposed to... before the season started, a lot of people were picking the Nats to take it all, to go all the way to the World Series and stuff.
Yeah, they've been good for a couple of years, and then they signed Max Scherzer, that big-time... it's like a billion-dollar pitcher.
Yeah.
And then they went out and kind of chunked it, basically.
Mm-hmm. And so now they have Bryce Harper, who's also a really star player.
He's going to be like the NL MVP.
He's a terrific player. He's a National League.
He's like 22 years old.
Yep, he could be MVP for the National League this year. And then they got Jonathan Papelbon as their closer. I think just a couple months ago they signed him because they thought they were going to go into the playoffs. They'd need a good closer. They got Jonathan Papelbon. He's really good.
Former Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
Former Philly.
Yeah, he came from the Phillies this time, right?
But he was with the Red Sox one of their big years.
Yep. And
he's famous for being drunk when they won the World Series and having like a box of Bud Light on his head.
Jeez, Bud Light. Why? Okay, but so Bryce Harper... Okay, so Jonathan Papelbon, right? This is the whole thing. The big story right now is that he choked Bryce Harper.
Yes.
In the dugout. He grabbed Bryce Harper around the neck and choked him.
Yes.
And threw him back. And now Papelbon is suspended by the team.
Yes.
For four games, I think, three or four games. But he was already on suspension from the league.
I know, he threw at some guy.
He threw at some guy's head, right, really hard. He threw at some guy's head, and they said, okay, he's like the new Roger Clemens.
You got to keep yourself interested in the season,
like,
you know.
He's like, Papelbon is like, you know, Roger Clemens used to just, you know, get roid rage and throw at people's heads, right? And now
Mike Piazza is the guy's head, I remember.
Yeah,
I mean,
he hit
Mike Piazza in the head, but he used to hit guys. If you hit a home run off of him, I remember.
He'd throw at you.
I remember Jack Clark got a home run off him or something like that. And then he hit the next guy in the spine.
Exactly.
Where you can't even turn or do anything.
I know, you can't get out of the way. He's just going to get you.
He's just like, what did I do?
That was Roger Clemens. Papelbon is like the new Roger Clemens. He's like doing that stuff now, right?
Yes.
So he threw at this guy. He was on suspension. When he threw at the guy, and then, okay, here's what happened, is that Bryce Harper, who's on his team, right, who's a star,
he's a great player,
said, I wish you wouldn't have thrown at that guy because now they're going to take it out on me.
Right, because if you hit a guy on one team, they're going to want to hit the star player on the other team,
right? So they're going to throw at him. He said that, and Papelbon was enraged. He was like, it enraged him that Bryce Harper would say that, and he's so angry, right? So this whole thing of, like, this whole excuse of, like, Papelbon saying, oh, well, I choked him because he didn't run out a fly ball. You know, he hit a fly ball and he didn't run.
I mean, he went to the base. I mean,
I know.
He said,
oh, he didn't run hard enough, right? So I felt like I had to choke him. But it's not about him not running out a fly ball. It's about him, like, a couple days ago saying, well, now they're going to go after me. So it's like, Papelbon is just like this crazed...
Yeah, he's an insane person.
Crazed vengeance machine, you know? He's just, yeah. I'm going to start watching the Nationals because that sounds interesting.
Oh,
although he's out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
he's out for the rest of the season now because he's on...
Yeah, they sent him home.
Yeah, he's got 1 3-day suspension and he's got 1 4-day suspension, and there's only
he'll
like
never
a
play for the Nationals again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They all want to hold him, and then Bryce Harper can punch him. I mean, Bryce Harper has like 40 home runs, and he's doing terrific.
Yeah, don't choke that guy.
And he actually did run the ball out. I mean, he didn't.
Yeah,
he wasn't,
no,
like,
wasn't like
killing
wasn't
himself
like,
to get
no.
up the line or anything, but he got
he
there.
Got th-
I mean, it's not like some guys don't even bother.
I know. Yeah, I saw Bernie Williams do that once, and I never forgave him.
You never forgave him?
No, I never
forgave him. I went to a game where Bernie Williams was a center fielder. It was late in his career as a Yankees. And I actually liked Bernie Williams. Delightful person.
I liked him very much.
Sweet person.
Yes.
But there was about 3 hits to center field he didn't get to.
Yeah.
And then he lollipops it in. And so the people are just circling the bases. Like, there's doubles everywhere.
Oh,
he's just like, like, there's nobody can throw the ball in.
Yeah.
Although the guys, like Ellsbury and those guys now for the Yankees are a little bit better. But there was a while where you couldn't, the Yankees couldn't throw it in. You'd be like, what is going on? Like, just.
We have a call.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is it Bernie Williams?
WFMU, you're on the air. If it's Bernie Williams, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not Bernie Williams.
Oh.
Jim.
Hey, what's going on, Danny D?
It's Danny D.
Not too much. Well, I'm in the Burley series. That's going on.
Yeah, I forgot about...
Okay, that's a whole fantasy baseball thing that no one cares about except you two guys.
I forgot about that.
So,
that's fine. No, I just made one sentence.
Okay.
I wasn't going to elaborate.
All right. Okay, that's good. You guys keep that to yourself.
Danny D's playing my cousin in fantasy baseball this weekend.
Okay, good.
Good luck. That guy wins every year.
Is that
that guy does nothing but fantasy baseball.
Is that for the championship?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though.
That's pretty good. All right.
I'm proud of you, Danny D.
But good luck.
I'll try to do you proud, Jim.
Good luck, Danny D.
He's going to beat you. He beats everybody.
We can now do a 2-sentence summary of the sportsy talk, do-over
league,
how
did we do
football
this week?
Thing. You won again.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. I lost. You're in the lead.
Am I playing you this week?
Maybe. I don't know.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was good, Danny D.
This is the best radio show ever.
That was excellent. Yeah. Let's see. Who did good? Oh, I want to thank listener Zach for letting me win. I finally won this week.
Oh, congratulations.
Listener Zach let me win. Thank you.
You crushed it. You got a million points.
Suddenly, all those players did great. She got like 30 points with like 3 different players.
I did have the most points this week, and you are number one in the standings
this week.
I
mean, for now.
Yeah. But that's no fun. I mean, I want the listeners to win stuff, right?
Because I want to cheat like the Patriots and see if that'll help me get ahead somehow.
Yeah, go ahead and cheat. That's good.
Yeah, they're back to their usual ways, though, huh? Classy, you know, score 99 points. They score like 50 against the Jaguars.
I don't think the Patriots should be allowed to play the Jacksonville Jaguars because the Jaguars are so bad.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Like, there's just no reason that they should have, like, they should skip games against tough teams. And, like, they couldn't beat the bad teams, never mind. The Patriots beat them like 51 to like zero or whatever it was.
Jaguars come up their schedule and there's like seven byes on it already.
Yeah, like honestly, like guys, I mean, they should send them to London and like never come back.
Oh yeah, they're doing
for first, you know.
Yeah, I mean, right. You know, in that
they're doing the London game this Sunday with
they're
the
doing
Jets
one
and
of the London
one
games.
Of the, they're going to do like two or three. This
Jets and the Bills,
Dolphins.
Is it
Dolphins?
It's the Dolphins and the Jets.
Yeah, Dolphins and the Jets. Why did they send the terrible teams to England? Did they just think
they do that every year?
Yeah, I did.
That's
the
only ones they can talk into sending over there.
Yeah, maybe.
And I hope a lot of Jets fans represent. I mean, you know, England's got the hooligans, so that seems like it would be a good matchup.
Are they playing these games in Wembley Stadium?
Yes.
Because the Tottenham Hotspur team that I like is building a new stadium. They're going to have football games there every year too. In this,
like American football.
American football, but not a. They should have a team in London, but they just don't. They don't have it yet. So
hopefully, they don't burn that field like St. Louis did.
Oh, that was great! I have to say, that was great. The Rams were playing who? The Steelers.
Steelers
and Rams were playing, and they have those.
For some reason, when the Rams come out, there's all kinds of
pyrotechnics.
There's
like pyrotechnics that go off as they come out. It's like things are exploding up in the air. And the guys run through it.
Well, not up in the air, obviously.
Well, obviously not. And it set the artificial turf on fire.
They
torched
the place.
You know, like plastic burns, right? So it's like
it was like a 30-minute delay in the game while they figured out, like, you know, if the field was still on fire.
Well, they had to figure out if it was safe because after they put the fire out, it's got all this weird residue that'll like eat your skin and stuff. So they had to like.
I thought St. Louis Rams might move to Los Angeles, and I thought they should have lost the team at that. They should have all gotten on a plane and gone to play.
Oh, the owner probably set the fire.
Oh, he's trying to build a new stadium in St. Louis?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hey, that guy's he's like the Nets owner when they were in New Jersey for the last 7 years. And was like, no, there's no chance your team's going to stay. I'll do whatever it takes to move. That's like what the St. Louis guy is doing. He's kind of a jerk.
Oh. I have no idea. I don't know why the Rams moved from Los Angeles, the biggest television market in the country, to St. Louis, which is like the 31st biggest television market in the country.
Why did they move?
But they gave them a great stadium deal.
Yeah, how's that going? How's that working out right now?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
L.A. still, I mean, they're still going to play 3 years in like the 250-year-old L.A. Coliseum.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, well, they haven't. There's two different stadiums that they're thinking of building. One in Orange County and one in some other part of Los Angeles I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that the league is trying to scientifically figure out how to move the Chargers and Rams and screw over the Davis family. That's what I'm convinced.
Yeah, the Raiders the Raiders already had their chance in Los Angeles and moved back to Oakland, so they should have to stay there forever. Like, once you go one place, I guess the Rams should too, but I mean, oh well.
Oh well.
You can't keep moving around.
Like all three franchises used to play in L.A.
The Raiders, the Rams,
and the Chargers.
Oh, the Chargers played in L.A.?
Just for a year. That was when they started out in the AFL.
I actually like San Diego. It's a delightful town.
Well, that's the funny. Well, the Rivers signed his extension. I mean, that was the funniest thing. He was adamant about not staying if they were going to move from San Diego all the way to Los Angeles.
Oh.
This is like the most ridiculous protest ever.
It's not that far, right?
Yeah, I know. It's like an hour away, right? Two hours or something like that?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's a very nice train ride.
All the other options to move the team was, but
the only team that takes trains is the Islanders. They take the subway to...
do they?
Yeah, or the Long Island Railroad to the Barclays.
I don't want to get too far off the rails here. I know
speaking of rails.
You got lots of sporty things to talk about. Brandon Marshall, though. Welcome to the Jets. That was perfect.
Yeah, I know. He was perfect. That was excellent.
He was perfect. That was beautiful.
Okay, thanks, Danny D.
Thanks, Danny D.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Brandon Marshall had a ball. Like, had made a really great play and caught the ball and then he decided
to lateral it for some unknown reason.
Yeah, so he, like, laterals it to some guy who's not looking at him. And
the guy
gives the ball up.
It's like, what?
And this is the middle of another, like, I mean, they just were getting blown out anyway.
Yeah.
So,
it kind of didn't matter, but yeah.
Great stuff.
That's the Jets. And Tom Brady made a record this week. I think he's
the fourth quarterback to have 400 touchdowns in his
passes
career.
By cheating. He's the first to have them by
cheating. Yeah.
Tom Brady's the first quarterback in the NFL
Marino,
to have 400
Peyton
touchdown
Manning,
passes by cheating.
Brett Favre, Marino, Peyton Manning,
and Tom Brady. But Tom Brady's got the asterisk.
One of them was cheating.
One
he
of
has
them
an
was
asterisk.
Cheating, yeah.
What about Favre? What does he have to block his little wiener?
He needs something. Oh my God! I saw. Well, I didn't know it was him because I'm face blind. But Sluggo told me it was Brett Favre doing some kind of like commercial.
He does commercials for Wranglers or Lee. Yeah, those are the kind of jeans I wear, like mom jeans.
But it was a different. No, it wasn't jeans this time. It was some other thing. So I didn't know who it was. He told me it was Brett Favre, and I was just looking, and I was like, everybody.
He looks really old now. I think he stopped dyeing his hair.
He does.
Like he's white.
He looks,
he's got like a big white beard.
He looks extremely old, and it's like I just look at him. I think, well, everyone's seen your penis.
I have.
You know?
I mean
like
I'm sorry that I have because I can't unsee his penis.
I know. Everybody's seen his penis, and it's like, how can he get up and sell jeans to somebody when you're just looking at him and thinking, I know your penis is in there. I just think it's weird.
I mean,
you know?
It's never not going to be in there.
I know, but don't you think that, I mean, I couldn't. If
I mean, I would
if
still
I,
buy his little mom
somebody,
jeans or whatever. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if everybody in the world had seen a picture of me naked, you know, I couldn't go out in public ever again.
Oh, what do I care?
I don't know.
I mean, I have to look at myself naked all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, whenever I'm not here or at work, I'm naked.
Well, it's not that. I guess it's just not. I mean, it wasn't
just
that he was.
Because I'm just a sweaty bastard.
It wasn't
just
that
like,
he was naked. It was like he was naked in a state of arousal wearing green Crocs. I mean, it's just pathetic.
I love Crocs are very comfortable.
I know you wear them. You have pink ones, though.
I do have pink ones.
Pink Crocs.
Who else's penis has everybody seen? Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz's penis. Who else?
That's the only two I can think of.
Really? If you can think of someone else's penis that everyone has seen, call us at 201-209-9368. Sportsy penises, preferably,
sportsy
right?
Sportsy penises?
Yeah, we'd rather. I don't think Lenny Kravitz is sportsy.
He's not sportsy?
No.
They play that, are you going to go my way? Do-do-do-do. That's a good song.
Is that sportsy?
The Mets were in their underoos the other day. Did
you
see that? All the Mets rookies.
Yeah, they do
that. They haze the rookies.
Every year.
You'd think that would be against the rules, but it's not.
No.
And they make them like carry a little pink backpack around or dress some other homoerotic thing that they can.
I know.
Because they're literally children in adult bodies.
How do they get underoos to fit those guys?
I have no idea because I would buy underoos that fit me.
Underoos are like children's underwear.
I mean, they wore them in the airport and stuff.
Underwear.
I mean, they were on a flight in their underpants.
In their underpants.
Which is fine.
Their underoos.
You know, I'm sure
well, those guys are good looking. I mean
they probably
right?
make underoos. Because I used to have underoos like Batman underoos and stuff like that.
When you were little?
When I was little. And I would buy them as an adult now if I knew that they were.
And you would wear them?
I would wear them.
In your house?
I would wear nothing but underoos all the time.
Jeez. All right. Can we get underoos for you?
I mean, I look fat. And that's the problem. I used to wear like superhero t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just look like, you know, Fat Robin or Fat Green Lantern. It's like, Green Lantern got fat and old.
No. I saw a picture of you at a barbecue on Twitter. You were wearing your Gumby suit, yeah.
I was surprised that kids knew who Gumby was.
Yeah, I don't think
there's a couple
they
kids
know.
Who were like, hey, Gumby.
Really? They knew who Gumby was?
A couple of kids.
I think they were just terrified of you.
They were terrified.
I figured out,
I'm busting out of the back of that thing, because the back of the Gumby suit is just Velcro.
Yeah, so just like anytime you move, it just like busts open.
It just
open.
Busts open, so I put my little Keyshawn Johnson jersey over it, and was wearing, and people were more interested in yelling about me and the Jets than they were in the fact that I was
Gumby.
Dressed as Gumby.
Yeah, I can see
But I went to the West Side Avenue, I don't know, it's like a, you know, Sunday in the park, you know, they sell stuff, and they were having a chili contest. That was cool. I mean, it was good chili. But then to eat the chili, I had no mouth hole. So I had to pass it through the suit. And then I got chili all up and down the inside of that thing.
Jeez.
So there's another. Ben wants to dry clean the Gumby suit.
Yeah, well, you have to dry clean
it's
it,
like,
right?
It's like, there's all chili all
I mean,
on the inside.
I mean, because there's no
it.
Other.
It's
no
delicious
other,
chili, though.
Well, there's no other way to clean it, though, right? I mean, you do have
and
to
I got
dry
my,
clean
it. And I finally got my Halloween costume in the mail.
Oh, what are you wearing?
It's a penguin suit. I was going to wear it to the show today.
Oh.
But I didn't.
I wish you would.
Because then you have to talk about why you're dressed like a penguin.
Hey, we have to talk about something else. Do you have that PSA thing there? We have to tell people about this.
WFMU is looking for public service announcements. Please announce during your show. Is your nonprofit or charitable organization having an event or looking for support? WFMU would like to help.
My God, you have an announcer
voice.
Please send
WFMU your public service announcement, and we'll read it over the air and get the word out. Your PSA should be on your company's letterhead, typed in a large font, double-spaced, in under 10 sentences. For more information about WFMU's PSA program, please contact PSA at WFMU.org or call Kelly Jones at 201-521-1416, extension 222.
Hey, Kelly Jones fans, there's her number.
I'm a huge fan of Kelly Jones.
Yeah. Give the number again. Call Kelly Jones.
201-521-1416. Extension 222.
You know what's hilarious about that?
What?
It says like it has to be on your company's letterhead. Like
who has letterhead anymore?
Well, it's like, well, A, who has letterhead? And then B, like how hard is it to fake it? I mean, you can make letterhead. I mean, I can make letterhead
that.
For anything.
Here,
I mean,
the gym show.
Yeah, do the gym show. You can just get in your
show.
Little Word program and make
just
a letterhead.
Use ding-dings.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't know. But anyway, we used to do PSAs all the time, public service announcements for all kinds of things. And, causes and people.
Sounds like
and stuff.
We will again.
I think we
I mean,
will
I
again.
Think my
I think
announcement.
I think it's good. That was you have a real announcer voice. That was kind
I know,
of exciting.
That was good, right?
Yeah, it was good. So you'll read all the PSAs, I guess, for Sportsy Talk.
I mean, if you want me to.
Well, I think you should.
I think if you do it, more people would respond.
No, I think.
I think people respond
you
to
like
your voice. Like people perk up when you start talking on the show,
no.
And then they go to
no,
sleep.
No, you have
when
you
I'm
no
the
you have the announcer voice though. I mean, that's you, right? Hey, we have speaking of Kelly Jones.
How's Kelly doing?
I don't know, but here's a MASH note tour that was sent to us. We have, thank you, yay, we have a listener letter, listener email this week from listener Richard.
What's a MASH note exactly? Fan letter?
Yeah, it's like a, it's, yeah, I think it's a, like a fan letter.
If
or like
they
want to
MASH their face against her
yeah,
or when
like you
that.
Have like a crush on somebody.
I like that. I used to have feelings.
For what?
For people.
For people? Just in general? You don't have them anymore?
No, I have no feelings.
Why? What happened?
My
you got chili all over yourself?
I got chili all over
me. No, you don't have feelings.
I got nothing
feelings.
Left.
Got
I
nothing.
Filled the hole inside that myself with chili.
That's it? All right. All right, here we go. This is from listener Richard. He says, first, I want to exercise my flair for the obvious by commending you on reviving Sportsy Talk as its own show and for introducing the FMU listenership to Jim the Poet into the bargain. Yay, Jim the Poet, the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today. That's us. He's so quick-witted, has the caustic flair of a genuine sports commentator, and the on-air rapport between the two of you is effortless and terrifically enjoyable. Long may the most trusted team in sports talk radio run. That's
oh,
lovely,
isn't it? I thought
this
was going
to
be about Kelly
It
Jones.
Goes on. Okay, he got that out of the air, off first, because that way,
we're all buttered up.
Yeah, we're all buttered up. Now we'll read the rest of it. Okay. But I appreciated it anyway. Secondly, I'll tack on a MASH note to your longtime friend and collaborator, Kelly Jones.
Yay!
Of late, she has experienced a renaissance of sorts, offering
wow.
hilarious insights into the U.S. Open on your program and her withering summation of Sonic Youth, upping the raunch quotient during the latest installment of Shut Up, Weirdo. How could you up the raunch?
Yeah, I mean, that show is
that's pretty raunch.
It's like top
pretty,
raunch.
Yeah, top raunch. And most laudably, returning to battle once more the adenoidal menace of Andy Breckman on 7 Second Delay. Hearing Kelly best the professional funny guy at every turn is a balm for the soul. Years back, when you were interviewing the pro football cheerleader, Kelly paid her a compliment on air, to which the cheerleader replied, "You're cute too, Kelly." I remember hearing that and thinking she's probably right. What a bright spark, that Kelly Jones, and to think that she's an accountant. Will wonders never cease? March on, Bronwyn. See you and Jim are doing it right. Best regards,
wow.
Listener Richard. Isn't that lovely?
Very nice.
Thank you very much, Listener Richard. Stuff like that
very
keeps
nice
me
letters.
Going. That's lovely. Thank you. I don't remember interviewing a cheerleader, but I'm sure we did. I don't remember anything. You know, I've done shows for years, and I can't remember.
Well, that's
any
why they have. That's why they have.
I
you know, you
like.
Can go back
I know.
And,
I know. Like now, what we're saying today, and then like as soon as I leave, I'll forget.
Oh well, that reminds me. Last week we were trying to get on April Goss, who had scored points in the NCAA.
Yeah,
she's
a kicker.
Place kicker
for
Kent State.
Yeah, for a college football team, Kent State.
She actually called my phone and did exactly the right thing.
Why don't? Yeah, I don't know. Do you have her?
I mean, I can get it.
Yeah. It's,
although it didn't sound so good.
It didn't sound. It sounded terrible.
I mean, she sounds fine.
She's lovely. I'm sure she's fine.
There's nothing wrong with her. There's something wrong with me.
There's something wrong
with her. I wear mom jeans, and I don't know how to use my phone.
And you have pink Crocs. I don't know why you were trying to do it in such a hobo way anyway. I mean, that was
just
totally hobo.
Well, she has a lab. She goes to...
Yeah, well, we just do it some other time or something. We work it at some other time.
No, she has a lab every Tuesday forever.
Yeah, but, you know, what are we... I mean, we're going to be on the air for...
What, years?
Tuesday. Sure,
when
years.
She drops out of school?
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
Hi, this is April Goss. I'm just calling about the interview.
This is right on time, by the way.
I know.
I don't want to give her a phone.
All right, yeah.
She doesn't she sound like a delay? Doesn't
she's
she
lovely.
Sound like a place kicker?
She's lovely. We could have talked to her.
Oh, you turned it off already.
Oh, I did, yeah. You said you didn't want to give her...
I don't want to give her phone number away.
Okay, well...
I don't even know if it's her phone.
So here, your hobo plan was that somehow...
Yeah.
Somehow we would both have phones and be able to get on together somehow on the same call, even though we don't have one of those, like, friends and family things, and you have an iPhone, and I have an LG phone. What do you have?
I have an LG...
Oh, I have an LG.
G4 or something like that.
Oh, you have a fancy one. Could we get on...
One.
Could we get on the same call?
No, we would put her on speaker and say, hey, we're talking to you on speaker,
no, but then somebody,
and then record it with another phone.
And then somebody's recording it on a phone, and we're talking on a speaker and recording it on a phone. We're in a radio station. We have, like, actual equipment. You know? Like, we could record her in a real way, in such a way. And then once we get the thing on the phone, like an old hobo, then how are we supposed to get it on the air?
Just how we just did right there.
What, on DAW? How would you get it recorded
plug my phone into the...
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry, April Goss. I feel really bad.
Well, we'll try. I thought you were going to call her.
Well, I thought you were going to call. I didn't have her number.
Yeah, I
said I was going to write to the blind long snapper.
You know,
I didn't say I was going to get a hold of
it. Me and Bronwyn have an effortless rapport on the air.
Geez.
But during the week, it's like, one of us will send the other one an email that no one reads.
That you don't read.
Don't read my emails.
I read your emails.
I got a text today, or an email today that was like, she's like, I forgot my phone at home, so I won't be able to talk to you the whole day.
I know. I didn't. Okay, so you read that one. That's good.
Yeah, I said okay.
And I said okay. Yeah, that's good.
Because I can only check my phone when I'm in the bathroom. Because they're watching me like a hawk at
the
bookstore.
They don't let you look at your phone?
They don't let me. No.
Why don't you get another job?
I really should.
You should get another job.
This should be our job.
Yeah.
We could call Yankees games.
Pay me.
Aren't they going to fire those guys soon?
Oh, I wish. Oh, my God. We would do better than...
You could be the main person doing the play-by-play. Because I don't think I could do the play-by-play.
I can be John Sterling.
And I could be like, hey, that was a pretty good hit. That was awesome. It would just be like Farley on Saturday Night Live interviewing people. He'd be like, hey, remember Sting when you sang Roxanne? That was awesome.
There's just
that
like
would
this
be
a
me.
Long.
Like, hey, that was a double. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a great double. Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Are we back to baseball again? We're doing it again. We're going back and forth. Okay, baseball. Here's another baseball thing. The Yankees played the Red Sox last night in Yankee Stadium. It was like the least attended game since 2006 or something. Yeah.
Because the weather was bad? Because it was a Monday night?
No, because it was the Yankees and the Red Sox, and nobody cares because the Yankees aren't going to, you know, they're in the wild card.
Yankees
nobody cares.
The wild card.
Nobody cares about the Red Sox.
Nobody cares about them. No, the Red Sox.
It's not like.
By about mid-April, we gave up the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's like nobody went to that game.
Well,
that there
should
like
be rules.
Least attendance.
What? Like they had the Mets and the Yankees more recently. Like they played the latest they'd ever played into September, where it was like the Mets and Yankees.
Yeah.
Was it this past weekend?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I hate the things.
But I'm saying,
I think it was a couple weeks ago.
They with Yankees Red Sox, like I think they've overloaded the rivalry to the point where like both teams haven't been good in the same year in years. Like nobody cares.
Yep.
And then they put the games on at 8:00 on Sundays, and it's like nobody wants to watch them.
Watch them, I know.
So they should just play when they're good. When they're not good, they should just play the Tampa Bay Devil Rays all the time and whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares, right?
They don't call them the Devil Rays anymore because they're Christians.
I don't care what they call them.
Are they going to move them out of Tampa?
Would love to move to Brooklyn, but they can't. The Yankees won't let them. Mets won't let them either.
Why not?
Because they would say that's
our... What about it?
That's because I want to get a team here
that's
in Jersey City or North Jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
But the Mets and Yankees will say, well, that's our domain. And I don't have millions of dollars. I don't have any money at all. Mm. So that's a hindrance
to owning
a Major League Baseball team.
That is a hindrance. Who could do it for us? The only
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, when
I mean, he wrecked the USFL. He might as well wreck Major League Baseball.
He could do that. Sure, he can do that.
And
there
be
was
president.
A, there was a big. There was a big. There was like a concussion scare in baseball too.
Who?
A couple nights ago, Cardinals.
Piscotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beamed some guy.
Steven Piscotty.
He's too bad. He's like.
No,
he's a
he
kid.
Didn't. No, he got hit. Wait, we got a call.
Oh, we got a call. Is that Steven Piscotty?
WFMU, you're on the air. Is this Steven Piscotty or April Goss?
Somebody butt dialed.
This
up.
Is Sportsy Talk. You're on the air.
Yeah, I heard that Chris Cooley tried out for the New York Giants yesterday. Did you hear anything about that?
Is that true?
Is it true?
Yeah,
where'd
check
you hear
it out. And because I didn't read the results of his tryout, but that's what I heard yesterday on the other sports radio station.
Yeah, the other, you know, you're one of the few people who listen to WFMU for sports talk radio. So we want to thank you. That's pretty good.
All right, you
you're
got
in good company.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
I don't. I did a Google search for Chris Cooley. I don't see any
fewer people.
Anything?
Maybe that was Chris Cooley calling.
That was Chris Cooley.
Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU.
I don't know.
From
I mean,
any
the,
other station
I, the,
in the nation.
The Giants. I don't know. It looks like Chris Cooley wrote an article for Sports Illustrated 3 hours ago.
Well, who needs?
About,
wait, who needs
about the NBA?
Who needs a punter? Do the Giants need a punter?
I don't know why they would need a punter. They
there's
need
other
a lot
people
of,
that need a punter.
They need a lot of other players.
Wait, there's somebody that. Wasn't there some punter who, like, broke his leg or something someplace?
A punter that broke his leg?
I don't know.
I did not read that.
Okay. It's just the thing in my
I
brain.
Love that
there
people are missing
true.
Point after touchdowns now.
Oh, yeah, because they,
they're
they changed
the rule.
They're
just missing them all over the place.
I know. They changed. Well, they're getting better, but the first couple of weeks, they missed them all the time. Well, they moved them back. Like, they had to
you
do
move
it
them back, like, 20 yards or something like
they
that.
To, they have to do them from where? The 35?
I think they should have to kick it through, like, a flaming hoop or something like that. Just really
good.
Make it hard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
really earn
good.
It.
Yeah, a really tiny little target that they have to hit. 201-209-9368 is the number to
but
call.
But now we're in the football segment of our show.
201-209-9368. No, we didn't finish about the Piscotty.
Oh, yeah. He got hit in the head with a baseball.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
that's
what
I'm
happened?
Trying to tell you. He
oh,
didn't.
He okay?
No, he's an outfielder, right, for the Cardinals.
Okay.
They were playing the Pirates. One of the Pirates hit a hit right into
oh,
the outfield.
Oh, two.
Yeah, they came together. And the thing is, the ball is coming down. They're both calling for it. Neither one hears the other one calling for it. They both dive for it, right? So they're diving for it, and the other player catches the ball, and meanwhile, Piscotty dives straight into his knee. Like, his head hits
ow.
The other guy's knee. Boom, right? And the guy whose knee got hit is holding on to the ball. He made the catch. He made the out. But he rolls over, and he sees Piscotty just lying there motionless, and he immediately begins calling for, like,
well,
people. And they came out. They took him off
happens,
on a cart. Yeah.
This happened. It was Beltran and
yeah, right.
Mike Cameron
exactly,
a few years back. And
exactly.
They're hideous. When it happens, it's because there's two center fielders in the game at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And center fielders are like,
Everything's
mine.
Yeah,
like,
right,
get out of my way.
Right,
here
right,
I come.
Right.
And so that's one of the. I mean, that happened with Mantle and DiMaggio at one point. That's why Mantle got injured.
Right, and he hurt his leg, and he always had a bad leg.
It's two
forever.
Center fielders,
bum
and neither one gives up.
Right.
And so they hit each other, and then
and
it's apparently
gets hurt.
Piscotty only has a slight.
Yeah, they said
concussion.
He's just. They said he doesn't have a concussion. He has a contusion. Are you
I'm
seeing concussion?
I'm looking at an article.
Are you
from,
seeing concussion?
Yeah, he's been released from a Pittsburgh hospital
they were
Tuesday
saying,
afternoon.
They were saying he didn't have a concussion.
Piscotty's hitting .310 with 7 home runs and 39 RBI. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
I had him on my fantasy baseball team for like a day, and then I dropped him.
You should put him. They should start wearing helmets.
I think the pitcher should wear helmets or some sort of guard. You know, like there's a Mets guy who wears this like little weird Nerf ring around his
really?
His hat that looks kind
of
weird.
Is that like one of those things that teenagers wear that hold their braces on? You know, like those the really nerdy kids with the horrible
no, it's this
things
weird,
with their braces.
I can't remember the guy's name, but it was like
really?
He has this weird. It's almost like one of those neck braces that you wear when you have like a cranked neck.
Yeah, he wears that all the time.
And he wears that over his hat. And so they have one that's blue and orange. And has the logo, and it's like around his regular hat.
I don't know anything about that.
I think the hat should be like kind of like a, because like those guys get hit all the time with like balls that just get blasted at them.
Yeah, right.
So
201-209-9368. If you know what that thing is on the pitcher's hat, I don't know.
It looks weird. And then you know, David Wright had gotten hit in the head a few years ago, and then started wearing that Mr. Gazoo from the Flintstones helmet.
Yeah.
And it looked weird, and people made fun of him, and so he stopped wearing it. But it was like, that was actually kind of a good idea. Like, they should wear something a little bit more, because that's like now guys throw 100 miles an hour and you can't react.
I know.
React.
There's nothing. You don't. There's
You're
no
just going to get hit in the face with a fastball, and that's no good.
It's true.
But that's baseball.
Did we do baseball?
Then? Are we in the football section now?
We can do football again. Roethlisberger's out. Speaking of injuries.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Somebody rolled over his leg.
Steeler. Yeah.
Someone was saying it was a dirty play. That they took him out.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. But now Michael Vick is back.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
He just won't go away.
Michael Vick says it might be his last chance of being a quarterback in the NFL.
Well,
it's like the guy's 40.
Of course. They've
He was
run
in jail for
out.
Like 7 years.
He was in jail for a long time.
He was in jail for years.
How long was he in jail?
A long time.
For fighting dogs.
Yes.
That's what he was in jail for.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger should have been in jail too, because
sexually assaulting people. They don't go to jail, but I mean, I think dog fighting is heinous.
Dog fighting is no good.
It is a terrible thing.
And if
thing.
You're doing it at home, kids, stop.
Yeah, don't fight your dogs.
They will catch you.
Don't fight your dogs. It's easy.
I don't mind if humans dress up in paper mache dog outfits and fight each other.
That's
I think
okay.
that would be something
That'd
I would
be good.
Put on
It'd be
TV.
Like Fight Club.
Yeah, like I want to have cockfighting, but have it be people dudes like morons
in suits.
Chicken costumes.
Chicken suits.
Yeah.
Have we talked about the Burger King chicken on the air before? He was so creepy.
Yeah,
I
he's
love
creepy.
That. I love that Burger King chicken. That thing
he's
was
terrifying.
I used to.
And the
to,
Burger King King is terrifying.
Yeah, the Burger.
But their
King
new thing is have you heard? Yeah. Have you seen this?
No.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Get ready.
What?
Black buns. Black buns for Whoppers. And it looks so weird. And it's just like, that doesn't look right.
Food shouldn't be black like that.
But I think they should do like
Olives
every...
Olives are black.
Yeah, like a Christmas burger that's green and red. Bun.
Ew. No.
Now in the NFL portion of our show.
Yes. I was watching the Lions-Broncos game.
Yeah, how'd that go? It was a beatdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a terrible beatdown. There was, at one point, I swear I heard this in the background. You know, like when the booth guys are blah, 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 and there's no action.
Yeah, there's nothing but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there's nothing going on the field, and the booth guys are going blah, blah, and something, you know, and you hear, like, in the background, you hear, like, whatever's coming over the PA in the stadium.
Yeah.
I swear they played the noise, the game over noise from Q-Bert. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah,
game?
I saw that. You tweeted about that.
Yeah,
that was a great game.
That was a great game. I used to play.
Hubert was this orange.
It was like a ball.
He was like a ball
like
with like a weird hose
legs.
Nose.
Yeah, and a nose.
And you would have to jump up like a diamond of cubes and hit all the. You'd have to hit them all.
Yeah.
And they would throw all the stuff at you.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
I
was terrible at it.
I was terrible at it, but that was because I loved the noise it made when you. So I would just take him off the edge just to hear that noise.
Maybe we could get the noise on the air.
Yeah, if you can find it. But well, I swear I heard it because it goes.
I want to talk about Ed Hockley.
Oh, okay.
You know Ed Hockley?
I love to say the name.
Ed Hockley is the he's the referee you've seen in all these games.
Hockley, la 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 la. What?
He's the guy. He's the vociferous guy.
Uh-huh.
Now, vociferous just means loud. He's like the wordy guy.
Means chatty.
He'll be like holding a number 67 who was holding the wrist of another player. By rule, you know, and it's like these really long.
Yeah, he explains everything.
Just like,
that guy's
all right,
great.
Dude, I get it. Shut up, you know.
That guy's good.
This week has been accused by Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
So Cam Newton was like he felt he had gotten roughed.
We have to explain to him.
He's a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He's a superstar. You might see him on the air. He does yoga commercials and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Terrific guy.
Cam Newton.
He got $1 million smile, by the way. Just a handsome, good-looking guy.
Cam Newton. He's going to be the new Tom Brady.
He could be a U.S. senator, for God's sakes.
He could be the new Tom Brady.
Unless he's lying about this, which he's possibly lying about this.
Okay, go ahead.
So he says he had gotten roughed. He felt like he got roughed by one of the guys, so the roughing the passer thing. He goes to Ed Hockley and says, hey.
Who are the Panthers playing? Do we remember? We don't know.
Saints, somebody.
Somebody.
Some team. They beat.
I think it was the Saints. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be. They play them twice a year.
Probably.
He says to Ed Hockley, hey, how come you didn't call the roughing the quarterback there?
Uh-huh.
And Ed Hockley allegedly, as opposed to Cam Newton, says, you're not old enough to get that call. Meaning that, you know, like the Mannings and Brady and like those guys get different calls. Now, that happens a lot in the NBA where it's like Michael Jordan gets calls that LeBron doesn't get. Or you know, like if you're established and you're in the league and you're a superstar, that you get a different
calls.
Set of rules. But no one had ever said that before to another.
Do you think he really said that?
Well, they've really said that he's really denying it hard. But if he did actually say it and they can prove it, I mean, they have microphones all over the field.
Right.
He said something to him. They show the video.
Can you read his lips?
You can't read his lips, but you can tell that Cam Newton is just, like, shocked that the guy, like, whatever the guy said, he was just like, what? What are you talking about? So I believe Cam Newton because he's a handsome man. Well, I believe him. And Ed Hockley is a boring.
It's such a crazy thing to say that it would be hard to make up. I mean, why would you make that up?
Why would you make it up?
Yeah, that's nuts.
I could play some Qbert sounds.
Okay. Oh, you got them?
You got the thing up?
Oh, no.
All right, level one. That's the hopping sound.
Yeah.
All right, here he is.
Do the game over one, if you can.
Oh, game over. That's the first three levels.
Oh.
Uh-oh, see, there's a snake and a ball.
Yeah, I remember the snake and the ball.
I think this is, like, showing you the pattern or something.
I don't want to see the pattern. I want to hear when he blows
it. Oh, game over?
Yeah, game over.
Oh, game over.
Game over.
So Ed Hockley could be in a lot of trouble.
Why would he say that?
Because he's a jerk.
No, he's not a jerk.
I have to go to the end. This is like 5 minutes.
He's voluble. I think you wanted voluble instead of vociferous, right? Is that the word you wanted? That's it.
That's the sound. He jumped right off the side of the planet.
Yeah, I used to take him right off the side every time.
What?
I didn't want to play it.
Hubert on purpose?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear that noise. If we could get Mr. Met to play that game so he would jump off the edge, I would do that all the time.
Well, what happens if the Mets win the World Series? We need to have a World Series bet.
Man.
Think about it.
Really? Who are they playing?
They'll play the Dodgers first.
Probably.
It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, they have Clayton Kershaw.
No, but
they have Greinke.
Do you think the Mets are going to get into the World Series?
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to believe.
And who will play against them, I wonder?
In the World Series?
Yes.
I don't know. There's, usually one of the wild card teams gets there. It could be the Yankees. It could be a Subway Series.
No, I hope not.
I kind of hope it is.
I hope it's not, actually. I think they've cheapened the whole idea of the Subway Series by having these fake Subway Series all the time. And also, the Yankees really aren't very good this year.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't win the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't that good in 2009 or whatever.
No, I don't know.
But they were good that year?
I don't know. They weren't. They just aren't good this year. I mean,
there was
just
a bunch
not.
Of times where they were the best team and they didn't win, like the Diamondbacks.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
oh yeah. Oh man. Oh man. The Diamondbacks.
How did they lose to the Marlins?
Do they still have the Diamondbacks? Do they still exist?
Yes, they still are a team.
And I heard the other day somebody mentioned the Colorado Rockies. Are they a team?
They are still a team. Yes.
That's crazy.
They play in Colorado.
That's insane. Do they ever play here? Do they ever?
Yeah,
play
play the Mets.
They
once
play
a
the
season.
Mets.
Yeah.
Golly.
You know, usually once or twice.
The Colorado Rockies.
I usually get tickets to the Rockies games because there was a doubleheader
one
year.
Nobody will
go to
see them?
Yeah, there's plenty of tickets available. Usually, with the Mets, there's usually plenty of tickets available.
Does anybody
even
know who
they
are?
Yeah.
So. Hey, you want to do a little college football?
Are we finished with football?
I don't know. Are we done with football?
I was going to say the Jets are using a sleep therapist to help them with their game.
What, to keep them awake while they're trying to play?
To keep me awake while watching the game.
Yeah, man. Except for
this says Chris Cooley, former tight end of Washington.
Chris
Orca.
Cooley.
Not Chris Cluey. Cluey.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to look up Chris Cooley.
Oh, okay.
I thought he said Cooley, but I
thought he said Cooley too. But why would we be interested in Chris Cooley?
I mean,
Cooley?
They have like a bunch of other. This says Hakeem Nicks, Wes Welker, Chris Cooley.
Yes.
Working out for Giants 8 hours ago. Now Wes Welker, I'm surprised
Wes
that
Welker.
He doesn't have a job.
Yeah, why not?
He likes the ecstasy.
Yeah.
He's a delightful fella.
He gives money away when he's high.
Now every team has a Wes Welker, a short guy nobody can cover.
Yeah.
The New York Giants are reaching back into their recent NFL past with their weekly Tuesday workouts, hosting former Giant Hakeem Nicks, former Patriots and Bronco wideout Wes Welker.
I don't know, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Like the Giants would call people up and say, hey, you know, you're not working. Why don't you come... You know,
no, they try
practice.
To improve the team. They have two terrific. I mean, Victor Cruz is still injured.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Odell
Beckham Jr.
is just outstanding.
Yeah, right. He's amazing.
I mean, just hike the ball to him.
Yeah, I know.
Let's give him the ball.
Else.
Get Eli out of the way. Hike the ball to Odell Beckham. Get a touchdown
every
time.
Exactly. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. I'm going to queue up a song.
I want to thank DJ Cat from Chicago.
Oh, and I want to thank. Wait, Dan B. from upstate.
I forgot to look at the boards.
What boards?
Because I had the log lady up for
so
long.
Oh, you goofball? What? We must have had a lot of comments.
We have a lot of great comments. Oh. One, Danny D says, go Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, right, the Blue Jays.
How are they doing?
Danny D. They're winning.
Yeah, they're pretty
division.
Good. They hit like 20 home runs a game.
They're very good. They could play the Mets. I could see a Mets-Blue Jays series. That would be interesting.
What?
Yeah.
They don't care about baseball up there. They love hockey, and their team is no good.
Hockey's going to be starting soon.
Yes.
The NBA is going to be starting soon.
Hockey will start before the... Like, hockey starts, like, next week.
Oh, God.
And the NBA starts, like, soon. November 1st or something like that.
All right. College football.
College football. College How are they football? Doing? I still haven't picked a team. Although I did watch a bit of the Navy game.
Oh, yeah?
And they have the triple option.
Yeah, I know. You love that. You love
the
triple.
And they hold up a picture of, like, three Kardashians.
I know.
And they go back to... And it's just handing off. Various handoffs.
No, I know. I know you love that.
That's great.
I know you love that.
That's my team.
Okay. Well, Navy then
the
for you.
The midshipmen.
I was going to suggest to you TCU. Texas Christian University Horn Dogs.
No.
That's their name. I think they're the Horn Dogs.
Horned Frogs.
Oh, Horned Frogs. Oh,
yeah, Horned Frogs.
Oh, my mistake. Well, they played Texas though, and it was really a good game. It was really amazing at the end. TCU like pulled it out at the end, and then at the very, very end.
I pull it out at the end usually.
I know. Texas. So Texas, right? They were down by like 4 points, and they had like 30 seconds left, and they did this amazing play with like 27 lateral passes in it, and it was just crazy. Like, first the quarterback, like they snapped it, and the quarterback like ran around and around and around the field for a while, and then he threw it forward, and then the guy who caught that like 41-yard pass started running for the goal, and then he saw a bunch of guys coming at him, so he just lateraled it. And then they just lateraled. And they almost made it. They could have scored.
Like Hubert jumping.
It was very exciting.
Lateral. Morricone Island is coming up.
They are. Pretty soon. Almost now.
Almost immediately.
Oh, wait. Here, I'll put on this goodbye song.
Oh, that's Helium.
That's Helium. Yep.
I love Helium.
I know. They're good.
Mary
and
Tony.
So we're done, I guess.
That's
right?
It. That's all I got.
Okay. Me too. So this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online, we are at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. I'm going to go read all the comments that you didn't read while we were doing the show.
I'll read them later when I'm drunk.
Okay, well, that'll be good. They'll make more sense then. And thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. We'll be back next week with more sports talk, right? That's
yes.
The plan. Or I will be. You won't be.
Stay tuned to WFMU.
Right. And may God bless.
I'll be with Al Roker, so.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.